Welcome to Abuli Express Telegram. Lots of news coming out of the Middle East today, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a complex web, that's for sure. Where do we even begin?
Well, those reported U.S. strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen are pretty significant. Over 20 strikes, and one source claims 800 Houthi casualties in the past month. Wow.
And those details about the U.S. aircraft carriers, the Truman and the Vinson, being involved, that adds another layer to it.
Definitely. It's a show of force, isn't it? And then you have the reports from Gaza, 13 casualties from IDF strikes. It's just relentless.
It's a never-ending cycle. And it's not just military action. This Google Maps issue with the Persian Gulf, now being called the Arabian Gulf too, it's a symbolic battle, but a battle nonetheless.
Absolutely. And speaking of symbolic, Senator Fetterman's comments on Iran, calling for attacks on nuclear facilities, that's a pretty strong stance, even for a hawk.
I see. Well, it seems the Iranian ambassador to Lebanon has walked back his statement on Hezbollah's weapons, now saying they'll defer to Lebanon's decision. Interesting.
Lots of moving parts, lots of tension. And then there's Ben-Gvir's less-than-warm welcome at Yale. Not surprising, given the current climate.
Not at all. And those markings in Calandia? Who knows what those mean? It's all part of the psychological game.
For sure. Oh, and speaking of psychological games, Trump's comments on Harvard, calling it anti-Semitic and far left, that's something else.
It's certainly a choice of words. And the situation between India and Pakistan seems to be escalating, with Pakistan conducting missile tests. This is a serious situation with both countries possessing nuclear weapons.
Got it. It's a powder keg. And then you have Trump weighing in on the Russian strikes on Kyiv, calling for peace. It's a complicated situation.
Indeed. And these reports of a Lebanese army raid on a Hezbollah position with U.S. involvement, that's a significant development.
Yeah, it is. And those new F-35s landing in Israel, another piece of the puzzle. It's all connected, isn't it?
It is. Everything's intertwined. And the IDF's evacuation warnings in Gaza, a sign of things to come, perhaps?
Possibly. And the chief of staff's comments about expanding operations in Gaza if the hostages aren't returned, that's a pretty clear message.
It certainly is. There's a lot happening, and it's all happening so fast, it's hard to keep up.
It is. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on Abuel Express Telegram. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.